Jam! Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another fun-filled episode of Monday Night Magic here on twitch.tv/themanapool. Because, in case you didn't know, Monday Night Magic is a Manapool production. Aw, yeah.
We got bought?
Yes. A long time ago.
We have a bot?
What? No.
Clues 9000?
Yeah, sometimes we have Clues 9000.
Yeah.
Beep boop.
Boop, 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 beep to boop.
Not since he started plugging in, though. We've had less Clues 9000.
That's true.
So, this is Monday Night Magic number 632. And for those of you that are either watching live or watching the video later, you can see up above us, there's a charity thing.
I want to point.
Yeah, it's just up. It's
yep. Well,
that whole thing up there. Yeah.
I think it's
okay. Goalpost.
Is it over there? Relative crap.
If you shoot the paper football and you don't hit me or the Ankylosaur, you will hit roguelikes for charity.
So, you ever hate your friends and co-hosts? So,
like once.
The reason that is there is because I'm continuing the charity stream. Well, the charity live stream that I did on Saturday until the end of the episode. So, for all of you watching live, every $10 that you donate gets you an entry into a drawing for this sweet, I can't zoom out for some reason. This image doesn't have a zoom feature, but this sweet, Tarmogoyf Eternal Weekend Card Titan playmat that is going. I looked on eBay and they're like 80, 90 bucks. I was like, ooh, that'll be the big one we give away.
Yeah.
So any donations that you make throughout the rest of the show will go towards, that.
Does it go up in value as more playmats go to the graveyard? Or do they all count as one?
Maybe it's different types of playmats?
I guess it depends on the types of playmats.
Like, would a playmat and a mouse pad count as the same type? We need a judge.
Ooh. So I think, you know, so like if it's a magic playmat, that counts. But then if you can find a Yu-Gi-Oh playmat, that gets you another one.
Oh, so like I finally found a use for the Duel Masters playmats that no one has.
Wow.
Awesome.
I don't even know if that is, but sure. Yeah.
You're good, I'm Goyf.
Anyway, so we're going to do the drawing for that at the end of the episode.
Sweet.
Hey, look, numbers.
Yeah, we are currently sitting, so I had a goal of 1553 and 3 cents, but it wouldn't let me set the goal with 3 cents, because I always start the charity live stream goal every year as $1 more than last year. So, last year we made 1552 and 3 cents. So this year it's 1553 and 3 cents. We are currently sitting at 1665 and 8 cents. So we've cracked the goal. We're still just under $900 away from me having blue hair. So I don't see that happening in this episode.
There's still time. If you've ever wanted to invest $900 in getting Chewie to change his hair, now is the time.
Yeah, or you could pool. All of you could throw in, like, 50 or something. Whatever.
You could actually just crowdsource this swirly.
Oh, and there was one. I'm the Dork donated $2 and some amount. 3 cents? And said a thing. I can't actually read that on the screen. Hang on.
Still winning. Hashtag Team Chaos.
Ah, yes. I'm the Dork is absolutely opposed to a round number.
Ah, okay.
Opposed to order in all of its form.
Yeah, so now we're at 1667 and 11 cents. Nice.
That much closer.
Anyway, so we can move on. Let's get on with the actual episode. Yay!
Price of just 3 boxes of Legendary Masters. You could dye Chewie's hair. Think about that.
You are, yeah? You're not wrong.
Currency, all right. I know it's Ultimate Masters. We're rolling with it.
Yeah, so let's get on with it. So I'm Chewie. I forgot to do the intros. I'm Chewie. Hi.
Hi, Chewie.
I played roguelike games for 14 and a half hours on Saturday.
Did you die?
No, I did not. Not allowed. No? First rule.
No, good.
Yep.
Did you accidentally kill your spaceship crew by turning off oxygen?
Maybe. Shut up. The smartass with the Ankylosaurus on his head is Squee.
That is accurate.
Who is in the new set.
Ooh. I'm here to ruin your EV.
And the person grinning on the other end there is Clues.
Hey, hi everybody. I didn't stream anything.
No, but he did donate playmats to be given out.
That is a thing I might have done, yes.
Yeah.
He contributed.
Happy to help.
By the way, Clues, I was supposed to take your donation out of the drawing for the Tarmogoyf playmat, right?
Yeah, please, because I have that. I'm trying to give it away. So
okay, so I didn't know if you would want to win yourself so you could keep it. I kind of doubted it.
It does make it easier to ship, but no,
that is true. Yeah. So let's get to it then. I guess, are we good? We should go. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
So bam, we first off, we've got Grand Prix Milwaukee. Yep, I couldn't not make a Wayne's World joke.
That's fair, though.
Also, I screwed up where all of these things go. Ooh, there we go. Man, I had to reset where our cameras are on the screen because of the charity thing, and I screwed it all up.
Oh, look at that. He's moving it real time.
There we go. Now it's all much better. I think Clues
Now he's moving his name. Oh, that's great. Can you give me Squee's name and give Squee your name?
I mean, I could, but then I just have to fix it, so I'm not going to.
Oh, okay.
So, how many people?
You disconnect, I will be in your box and my box.
That is true. And he'll be huge.
And partial.
So, how many people were at Grand Prix Milwaukee?
510.
510.
We have more episodes than they had attendance.
Yeah, we do. By a lot.
Okay, wait a minute. Hold on. Then why does it say right here on the front page, Adrian Sutter exploded through the competition today at GP Milwaukee. 1,300 players began the tournament. 250 advanced today, too.
Oh, because Bill messed up somewhere.
Yeah, I don't know how that happened. But
I'm going to call shenanigans on these numbers.
Yes. For what it's worth, they only have 1,298 in the listing. So numbers are funny all the time.
Okay, so we're going to go with 1,298 then.
Yeah. All
right.
Which is, now we have less number episodes than they have attendance.
Right.
So we have to keep going.
2,600 players were at GP Milwaukee.
700,000 players and 3 cents were at GP Milwaukee. All right. What was GP Milwaukee? GP Milwaukee was standard, right? Yeah.
It was, yes.
It was a standard event.
So, yes, and
we have no standards.
That is true. But somewhat hometown boy, home state boy, Adrian Sullivan won. Playing Jeskai Control with Niv-Mizzet and Rekindling Phoenix. Hoo-hoo-hoo. Nice.
Oh, they've got the pretty fancy Teferi art.
What is that from?
The pay set that was difficult to get because you had to go through the store.
Oh, that was Mythic Edition. Got it.
Yeah.
Wait.
But they're pretty.
That is not Mythic Edition. Because Mythic was Edition was Guilds of Ravnica Mythic Edition. And the Teferi is from Dominaria.
It was whatever they released over the summer.
It is Guilds of Ravnica Mythic Edition. Clearly, I've forgotten what was actually in Guilds of Ravnica Mythic Edition because of all of the hullabaloo that surrounded it.
Yeah.
Huh.
I just remember it's like having someone already do extended on all of your cards. So.
But he. Neat. But this card's from Dominaria.
So wait, look, he goes where he wants.
That is
the
true.
Same art that you,
and he's only there half the turns.
What was that, Clues?
I'm sorry, I was not seeing that art. I was just hovering over things on the tournament results, and it was just the normal art. And so I was real confused as to what you guys were talking about. And now I'm not as confused. I'm confused about other things. It's pretty sweet art, though.
All right. But yeah, he's got a few neat things here. Like, he's got Treasure Map. Four of in the main. And there are a couple more things. I mean, the Niv-Mizzet in the main, just as a four of, is kind of sick. And he's got, oh yeah, Dive Down, which we've seen here and there. No Dying, Expansion Explosion.
Yeah, sorry. I just couldn't mute because I'll fall off the call.
Ionize, Op, Settle the Wreckage. There's that one of Settle the Wreckage that made such a splash at the, what was that thing that happened last week? The Pro Tour. All right, so there you go. Just got control. Go get him, Adrian Sullivan. He's always a lot of fun to talk to at events, back when I went to events. So it's good to see him take it all down. In second place, we've got Brian Lynn playing the Golgari mid-range deck. With two Vivians, a Carnage Tyrant, three Doom Whisperer. Whew,
Doom.
Like that. The Chupacabra, Jade Light Ranger, Seeker Squire, Branch Walker, Wild Growth Walker, Llanowar Elves. Huh.
It's so wild to see Llanowar Elves.
Isn't it?
Turns out they're still good.
Where's Bronto Dave? Oh, he's in the board. I was like, I know this isn't a green deck without Bronto Dave. No, there he is. Thank goodness. And Golden Demise. Whoa.
Eh.
That's awesome.
Golden Demise.
Yeah. Huh. I agree. All right. Moving on. Isaac Krut, let's say, is running a more different Jeskai control. No Phoenix. What?
I was asking if it really was more different. And yes. Then you said no Phoenix. And yeah. I was also making an is it joke.
Yes. Also plus white.
Right.
All right. Moving on. Jackson Hicks is running a Golgari mid-range deck in fourth. Are we seeing a... Okay, these are in order. Are we seeing a trend here?
Well, I see Llanowar Elves.
Yeah, there they are. Look at them. Yeah.
And Bronto Dave is still in the sideboard.
Damn right. At least he's here.
Rashing around.
So let's see if we get another Jeskai control. Nope, Adam Hernandez is running another Golgari mid-range deck.
Now with more Karn.
With more Karn and with Bronto Dave in the main.
That's where he belongs.
Way less Doom Whisperers. Whew. I don't know. I don't know if that was the right call. Doom Whisperer is kind of stupid. And terrifying.
Yeah.
Yeah. What is this? Sixth place. It's always sixth place. Oh my god.
Always.
It always is.
Ever since you've pointed that out, I've noticed it. After I screw it up, it's right there.
Yeah.
The runner-up in the Player of the Year race, Seth Manfield, is in sixth, running Golgari mid-range.
Popular choice.
Surprise.
With no Doom Whisperers in the main. Instead, opting to run Druid of the Cowl and Midnight Reaper. Huh.
Don't fear thee.
So wait, is it safer or less safe at midnight?
No, he reaps midnights.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
Die, he's an agent of the noon. Die. Overwatch joke. Okay, moving on.
That's a different podcast.
Ah, yes. That's the odds and ends.
I like that show.
In the seventh place spot, we've got Jacob Tilk running... Wait, what? Check it out. Mono White Aggro.
Huh.
Yeah.
Wait, is there any red in the board? No, there's not even red in the board. Look at this. This is actual white weenie.
Truth in advertising.
No nice. Dying.
Huh. Baffling end.
Yeah, well, you gotta make do with what you got.
I mean, it makes a dinosaur. I appreciate that.
Do you still have one on your head? Yeah, you do. Okay.
Checks out.
So then, rounding out the top eight, we've got Owen Turtenwald running the Is It Drakes deck. And yes, I believe it is.
Excellent.
Seems right.
I was afraid I would have to ask.
With the Arclight Phoenix, the Crackling Drake, and the Goblin Electromancer, and then the gazillion cheap spells, and then one Mirari Conjecture. Whoo! That is spicy in this particular deck. In the board, we've got a Ral and a Banefire and two Niv-Mizzet.
What does the Star of Extinction get used for, other than comedy?
I was going to say, giant board wipe. That's all I got.
I mean, like, I know that's its job. It's just, generally spells like that are cool, but don't actually see tournament play. So, just curious.
I don't know, man.
Kills Teferi?
That it does.
It does that.
Kills Teferi's dead.
So long as it gets past a Teferi, it will kill it.
Okay, then. So that's the top eight. Good job. Let us go.
Excellent work, players at GP Milwaukee.
Yay. All right, let's take a look at 9th through 32nd real quick. Compare this to the Pro Tour. We've got Jeskai Control. Golgari mid-range, Golgari mid-range. Is it Drake's? That mono-red aggro. Jeskai control, Golgari mid-range. It's almost like the meta bounced back after all of the white weenie at the Pro
like
Tour.
Like they ran the decks that could beat the Boros decks?
Yeah.
Well, if you look at the decks that made Day 2, of the top 100 decks, 30 of them were Golgari midrange.
Where, 17 where of them were
Jeskai control. This is in the top stories.
Ah, okay. Let's go. Whoops. Let's go back and look at that then. Boom. Aha.
Yeah.
So in the top 100 at start of day 2, 30 were Golgari midrange. Nice. 17 Jeskai control. 16 is it Drake's. And then it drops off hard down to six. Six Selesnya token and mono white aggro. Five each of mono red aggro, Dimir, what, and Boros. Three Esper control and only seven other.
Other.
Huh.
Yeah.
All right then. So yeah, amazingly enough, the meta has responded to what happened at the Pro Tour rather than just going with it.
Yeah.
Excellent.
It'll be fun to see where this settles down over the next few weeks.
Yeah. Okay, then. Is there anything else in the top stories that we care about? What? That is a adorable thing.
There's a weird lunchbox.
That is a weird lunchbox, yeah. And there's Adrian Sullivan. Is that Adrian Sullivan's lunchbox?
Yes.
Yes, I think it is. Yeah.
Yes, it is.
This artifact of magic history has been around longer than Rookie of the Year Sam Ilenfeld. See, now, damn it, that's funny.
Hmm. All right, then.
I'm still tripped up by the stuffed thing.
The chocobo?
That is not a chocobo.
The description says otherwise.
Yeah, the description does say otherwise, but is that a chocobo?
Chocobo have been redesigned for so many different games and context, maybe.
That's true. Right. I guess it could be like a representation of the fat chocobo that's used to store stuff in some games.
Is that a chocobo?
I mean, it's a little closer to like the mysterious dungeon chocobo, but it's still a weird design for chocobo.
Yeah, I guess we're just going to go to Google image search for chocobo. Wait, this is a mistake. This is a mistake. I shouldn't do this.
You are going to be choosing poorly.
Oh, you shouldn't have meddled.
Gone there. I don't think that's a... maybe that's a chocobo?
We are amazing radio.
Okay, let's move on. Let's go to the next GP, which was GP Melbourne. Which is, well, it's limited.
It is.
Just gotta close this tab. Okay, yes, GP Melbourne.
So with since it's limited...
accurate number of 846 people.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I think what happened with the first one is you remember in the pre-show notes when the Pro Tour fell in there? I think that's where I pulled the number from when I was just clicking and checking numbers.
Oh, whoops.
Which would make way more sense for the small number. So
it's true. All right, well, let's see what we've got here. It looks like Taiga Tsujikawa won the whole thing with his draft deck.
With his 40-card draft legal deck.
Second place was Calvin Liu. Third place was Sean Koo. Fourth place is, hang on, Prads Pathirana. Pathirana. Pathirana?
Pathirana? I have no idea.
I don't know. It's going to be something similar to one of those, hopefully. Look, this is Monday Night Magic where we mispronounce everyone's name, so.
It's our job.
Yes.
Yeah, it's why none of us go by our real name.
It doesn't pay well, by the way.
And that's also true. In fifth place, we have Ivan Schroeder. I apparently clicked on one of them. Excuse me. Sixth place, Dennis Chan. Seventh
place.
Like
how you messed up getting to sixth place.
What?
Like how you messed up getting to sixth place.
Damn it. Shut up. Seventh place, Derek Ho. And eighth place, Zen Takahashi. There you go. GP Milk.
All right.
Yay.
Hooray, limited. I recommend open good cards and play them.
Yes.
And play them well.
That is the...
inside tech.
Yeah. Okay. So, now we need to go to the Star City event, which was in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
Hmm.
They should really do magic events there. Like, never happen.
There we go. Hey, Clues, I moved the thing in real time again.
You did? Oh, man, I wasn't even watching.
Ah, man.
I'll bet it was impressive, though.
It probably was. So, oh, God. Okay, so, how many people were playing in the main event?
Okay, it's a team open. So there's 191 teams, which equals 573 players.
Okay. So this is the team-constructed event. So we've got one player playing Modern, one playing Standard, one player playing Legacy.
Yes. Right. One third of all players was doing it right.
That's 131. Is that what you said? 100. How many? How many teams were there?
190 team. So.
Did he just...
Yeah, he roboted all the hell there.
Beep boop, beep boop.
How many players were doing it right then?
191.
Okay, 191 players were doing it right, according to clues.
Clues logic.
Correct. Well, except for one of them who would, yeah, that deck's, no, you shouldn't play that deck.
Shall we go to the list?
Sure, why not? The team taking first place, we had Jonathan Zhang on Dredge in Modern. Marcus Thibault, something like that, in Standard playing the Boros aggro deck, and Cyrus Corman Gill in Legacy playing Storm.
Ant.
If you say so. Don't care.
Yeah, team event.
But it was Ant. Second place, Standard, Selesnya Token, Zachary, is that K-I-I-H-N-E? Keen?
Yeah.
I'm going to call him Zachary Keen, because I like it. Bant Spirits in Modern by Evan Whitehouse, and Lands in Legacy by Casey Lancaster.
36 of them.
Lands?
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Yeah, well, that sounds right. That's
why we call the deck Lands.
That's dumb. In third place. Ah! Oh, God. I clicked on a thing. Hang on. Wait. That was before sixth. And there we go. In third place.
It was after six decks, though.
Damn it. We've got... Mono Green Tron being played by Julian John in Modern. Golgari Depths being played by David Long in Legacy. And Golgari Midrange by Zan Syed in Standard.
Depths, the thing originally under the ice.
That is true. Excuse me. Fourth place, Richard Liu in Modern was playing Hardened Scales. Brett Paris in Standard was playing Golgari Midrange. And Nathan Stewart. Steer was playing Grixis Control in Legacy.
Yeah, one out of three colors ain't bad.
I mean, there's black too. That's fine.
Yeah, it's okay.
It's better than blue.
Well, yeah, obviously, yeah.
Cruz lives in a Naya world. He's a very lonely scientist.
It is really tough to cast Lightning Bolt with just swamps, is what I'm saying. We can make it happen, but probably not going to like it.
Lord Tannen Grace in fifth place is playing Grixis Delver in Legacy. Brennan DeCandio is playing Golgari Midrange in Standard. And Ross Merriam playing Grixis Phoenix in Modern. Sixth place, Legacy Elves by Daniel Wynn.
Finally! Finally!
Yes. Skylar Lucero playing Standard Jeskai Drakes. And Andrew Zickler playing... Blue-White Control in Modern. Yay. Seventh place, Michael Byers playing Monogreen Tron in Modern. KC Johnson playing Standard Jeskai Control. And Christopher Kusenberger playing Grixis Delver in Legacy. And finally, rounding out the top eight, Christian Keith running Mardu Phoenix in Modern. Chris Higashi running Mono Blue Wizards. What?
There's so many things wrong with that.
And then... Hang on, I'm going to open that up. And Vince Mallow playing Golgari Midrange in Standard. What the hell is Mono Blue Wizards?
Huh.
Curse Catcher.
Grand Look at those lack of spells clues.
Harbinger of the Tides. Merfolk. Wait, Master of Waves. Merfolk Trickster. Patron Wizard. Oh, dear God. Silvergill Adept. Spell Stutter Sprite. Kira Great Glass Spinner. Vendiclick. Vincer Shaper Savant. And I skipped over the Walking Ballista at the beginning. Spells include... Aether Vial and Force of Will. And one Riptide Laboratory, because no kidding. And of course, Cavern of Souls, because duh. Look at this. It's like a horrible hard control goblin deck that makes me want to hurt people.
Running Grand Architect and Patron Wizard in the same deck is horrifying.
It is.
What do you do with your turn? Whatever I want. As long as it involves being mean to you. You don't even need to have lands up for Force of Will. You do with your man. You make us sad.
Yeah, this deck makes me sad.
Man, it's pretty funny though, but yeah. It also makes me sad.
Misdirection.
All right. Well, that was the top eight of the team event. But let's move on to the open. No, the classics. That was the open. Bam.
Bam.
All right. Standard. How many people were in the standard thing?
64.
Really?
Nintendo 64. Yeah, 64.
Huh.
I double checked that one. Yeah, the classics were not nearly as heavily attended as the open.
Okay, so Nick Prince won with Selesnya tokens. Wait, what? People in my Discord server were talking about this. Thorn Lieutenant, Emara Soul of the Accord, Lyra, Shalai, Tristani Discordant. Oh, okay, Conclave Tribunal, History of Benalia, Song of Fraeles, whoa! March of the Multitudes, whoa! Look, there's right there. Legion's Landing, Flower, Flourish, and Sapperling Migration. Okay, I remember this deck now. I don't remember the Song of Fraeles being in there. Whoo! Song of Fraeles with March of the Multitudes is actually sick.
Huh.
If you can pull that off. Dang! Okay, then. So, good job, Nick Prince. Second place, Eddie Caudill is running Is It Drake's? Third place, Parker Pham is running Is It Drake's? Rudy Brixa in fourth place is running the Golgari mid-range deck. Joshua Hakim in fifth has Jeskai Control. James Garcia in sixth on Golgari mid-range. Tyler Kennedy in seventh, also Golgari mid-range. And Connor Opdyke in eighth running a Jeskai Control. Let me take a... Take a quick glance at these real quick. There's a Murmuring Mystic in the Is It Drake's deck. Nice. Yep, this all looks at least normal enough at first blush. Clues, are you blushing?
No.
Clues, you're pretty. Now are you blushing? Oh, and he's gone.
Well, now you'll never know.
Oh, I see. He had to cover up his camera so he could blush without us seeing. Okay. Okay, anyway, back to Jeskai Control. This looks... Yep. Don't see anything super out of place. There's an Eldest... There are two Eldest Reborn in the Golgari mid-range deck in sixth. Ooh, and Vivian and one of each Vraska. Hoo-hoo! Seventh place, relatively similar to the sixth. And then eighth place, the Jeskai Control. Yep, okay. Cool.
All right.
Looking further along the rest of the top 16, we've got another Golgari, more Drakes, a Grixis Control. What? More Drakes. That is
the weird one in the whole list.
Oh, here's a Jeskai Drakes. What? And then an Is It Drakes. Two more Golgari midrange and Mono Red. Okay, let's look at these. Grixis Control. Oh, yeah. Dream Eater, Nicol Bolas. Okay, yeah, we've seen this.
We've seen it. It's just the standout because nearly everything on the list is it slash Jeskai or Golgari. Like, yeah. There's not a lot of overlap between those two piles of colors.
Then we've got Jeskai Drakes. Arclight Phoenix, Crackling Drake, Electromancer. So what did they add? Deafening Clarion? It looks like that's it.
Yeah.
Oh, there's an Invoke the Divine in the board. And two more Deafening Clarion. Okay. And then the Mono Red deck. Yeah, that's what you'd expect. Okay, cool. So that's the Standard Open.
Yeah.
Classic, damn it.
Standard Classic.
Let's go to the Modern Classic.
Open Classic. Let's open the Modern Classic.
So how many people are in the Modern Classic?
88.
Oh, more people.
Oh, I'm excited.
Are you excited?
I am. I'm looking at these deck lists. I'm excited.
All right. Well, let's look at them then. Benjamin Tarnowski won the whole thing with Humans. Oh, with Phantasmal Image. Huh? Sorry.
That's not a human. Sometimes.
I mean, it will be in this deck.
It can be.
Huh? Let's just get away from that. David Daniel in second place with Golgari midrange. Did he not get the memo that this wasn't standard?
He got lost while signing up. It was
wow. This is just Jund without the red. Whoo! It's a streamlined Jund deck. That's awful. Dark Confidant, Scavenging Ooze, Goyf, Tireless Tracker, two different flavors of Liliana of the Veil and Last Hope, Assassin's Trophy, Fatal Push, Brutality, Inquisition, Maelstrom Pulse, Thoughtseize. Huh, huh. Everything in that makes me go, ah.
I like having a combination of Assassin's Trophy and Maelstrom Pulse so that you get choices.
Yeah.
How do I want to kill everything? Or I guess anything rather than everything.
I see what you did there.
Good times.
Okay, third place, Lucas Horwitz is running Humans. Okay.
Yeah.
Fourth place, Ryan Ferries is running Burn.
Burn! Oh, God, look at this deck. It's wonderful. Goblin Guide, Grim Lavamancer, Taylor Swift Spear, Eidolon. Could use more mountains.
It's true, it is running out of fountain base.
I guess I'll allow it. Boros Charm, Lightning Bolt, Lightning Helix, Searing Blaze, Searing Blaze. Oh, beautiful, beautiful Searing Blaze. Fetch Lands and Searing Blaze. Oh, so nice. Skullcrack, because I can't say that on this podcast. Lava Spike, Rift Bolt. Yeah. Oh, that's so nice. So, so nice.
There you go. So, that's fourth place.
Yeah.
In fifth place, Julio Murillo or Julio Murillo or Julio Murillo, I don't know which, is running Burn.
Burn. Oh, look at this deck. It's beautiful. Look at this. Goblin Guide, Grim Lavamancer, Taylor Swift Spear, Eidolon. Oh, man. It could use more
mountains.
Check
out those mountains.
Though. Yeah. Some snow-covered mountains, and I guess that's okay.
That's for flavor.
Boros Charm, Lightning Bolt, Lightning Helix, Searing Blaze. Look at Searing Blaze. That with Fetch Lands is great. Skullcrack, Lava Spike, Rift Bolt. Oh, that's beautiful. Almost brings a tear to my eye.
Oh. All right.
We've fed 100 episodes of Monday Night Magic into a bot and had it provide loses coverage for them. We had no reason not to believe.
So at sixth place, Matthew Jarrell is running Dredge.
Not playing Magic.
I mean, it's just sort of playing Magic. It's modern Dredge. It's kind of Magic. Almost. Yeah, I don't see anything super fancy here. Ever since Creeping Chill was printed, it's been a mainstay in the Dredge deck. Okay. Seventh place, Easton Douglas is running Bant Spirits, which we've seen a lot of ever since the Supreme Phantom was printed.
It helps.
Yeah. Pushes it right over the edge. It's about to break.
Coco.
Oh, and Coco. Look at that.
Coco spooky.
And then rounding out the top eight, Stephen Haker is running the Krark Clan Ironworks deck that didn't need to have anything banned. The meta just, you know, responded.
Adapted. Yeah.
Like it does. Yay. I am digging this one spine of Ish-Saw here, though. That's terrifying. Buh. So, okay, that's your top eight. Checking out the rest of the top 16. Mono Green Tron. More Dredge. Infect. Blue-Eyed Control. Mono Green Tron. Hollow One. Gruul Eldrazi. What?
That's the reason I'm making a funny face.
Are you
making
a funny
face? This is a weird deck.
Okay, so we've got Bloodbraid Elf, Eldrazi Obligator, Matter Reshaper, Hierarch, Reality Smasher, Thought-Not-Seer, Ronus, and Boreal Druid. Why Boreal Druid? Domri Rod. Dismember Lightning Bolt, Ancient Stirrings. Is there a...
Don't dismember the Lightning Bolt.
Sorry, dismember, comma, Lightning
Thank
Bolt,
you.
Comma, All Ancient right. Stirrings.
Great.
Got Snow-Covered Forests and Mountains, Cavern of Souls, Eldrazi Temple, Grove of the Burn Willows... Carplusen Forest, Kessig, Wolfrun, Stomping. There's no reason to have Boreal Druid. Wait, is there anything in the Engineered Explosives? No. Choke? Huh. They just claim Sudden Shock, Warping Whale. What's with the Boreal Druid?
It makes
colorless mana, Chewy.
I'm thinking of a different card. No, that's the card I'm thinking. Oh, it does make snow mana. It just doesn't make a snow mana symbol. Okay, there we go. Duh. I'll be alright. I'm on it. I'm paying attention.
I think the rest of the snow is just in there to be funny, though.
Make people go, hmm. Are they playing...
Everyone Boreal Druid off of a snow-covered forest. What are you doing?
What are you doing? God, turn one snow-covered forest Boreal Druid, I bet. Especially at, like, the higher table numbers. Had people going, all right.
Yeah, probably. I find it funny.
All right, then. And, yes... Pinball Witch, thank you. She says, snow isn't a type of mana, it's a characteristic of the mana. But when it's in a cost, it will have a snow mana symbol. But because the Boreal Druid is a snow creature, it does make a colorless snow mana. But it doesn't make a snow mana symbol. That's only in the cost of things. Right? Right.
Three mythics.
I'm sorry, what?
When we're being pedantic about stuff, I always go back to three mythics.
Oh, in a booster?
Yeah.
I hate you.
You should. It's the most pedantic example I can come up with. It happens all the time.
And then we had colorless Eldrazi in 16th. So, yay, that's modern.
Yeah.
Huzzah!
Boom. All right. So then we have this other format that I don't even think we should talk about.
Oh, no, no. I'll take care. I got it. I got it from here.
Oh, okay.
Sure.
Would you like me to tell you how many people are there, or are you already planning that out?
I am well aware. So we now look.
I will lean back and have a drink.
At the Legacy event, where 71 good people were playing the king of all formats. Mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the sneakiest of them all? It is Charles Oliver, who is in first place with Sneak and Show. Contains no less than 4 copies of Chewie's bestest buddy, Grizzlebrand.
Grizzlebrand.
And who was Charles sneaking past? Why, it's Jesus Palacios, who was suffering from a Nick fit. In third place, Justin Hadley is betting on continued growth in colorless real estate with Eldrazi Post. Aaron Gibbons used a fish, a card that shouldn't exist, and a card that probably shouldn't have been blue, and Young Peasy to take fourth with Grixis Delver.
Okay, Joe Lissette, wait. What's the one that shouldn't be blue?
Oh, the Delver Secrets. It's
okay.
It's far too efficient of a creature for a blue deck. Oh, always has been.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
Okay, Joe Lissette, thankfully, no longer has the top, but that didn't stop him from taking Azorius Control to fifth place. I will assume Adam Fiffles turned into in a deck list containing nothing but 75 mountains, as his sixth placed deck is called Lands, and that is the only land you need. Joseph Cockerell may have attended the same timeshare brunch that Justin Hadley did, as he also had Eldrazi Post. And finally, Victorious Coleman was, in fact, victorious, or at least eighth place victorious, by letting you know, hoof, there it is. That was Elves. It's Crater Hoof Behemoth.
Dude, I wish my name was Victorious.
Yeah, mine too. That'd be awesome. What else did we have? Let's see now. Ninth place, nope. Tenth, nope. 11th, no. There were no other decks present, near as I can tell.
Wait. What is this 12th place deck?
12th place?
Oh, it's Dimir Death Shadow. Okay.
Yeah.
I was like, Dimir Shadow? Are they running Shadow? And no, not Shadow, the mechanic. Death Shadow. Got it.
Right. There were no other decks of note.
Also,
outside of 8th place.
Did you guys see the Zombie Fish is in the Dimir Shadow deck?
I respect that.
Zombie Fish is in Ultimate Masters.
And I was going to say, it's also in Ultimate Masters.
Zombie Fish.
Fish.
All right,
would you
then
ever go in the water in a world with zombies? It's just a mistake.
And that's your legacy for today.
That's your legacy for today.
I was thinking the exact same thing.
I know you were.
You know, I'm often tempted to play that song for my students when we're discussing the zodiacal constellations.
You probably
as
should.
You do?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. There are a couple of verses that I'm like, is that really a message I want to be sending? But yeah.
Ah, yeah, that's true.
Yeah. See, thank you. Cool,
yeah, maybe it's not that one.
See, that's exactly the one that stops me every time. I'm like, oh man, this song is really, took a dark turn. Hmm. Ah, well.
It just means you have to come up with new lines for that part and do a ukulele cover.
Ah!
Yeah, I did have some students challenge me to a rap battle versus ukulele song fight. And,
would it be epic?
I'm going to go with no.
Would it be history?
It would be history. Wait, yes, it would be history, sure.
Excellent.
Okay,
all right,
then.
So there you go. Legacy.
Legacy. And with that, deck's over.
Yay, deck's over. So here's your reminder for everyone listening live. Can still get into the drawing for the Goyf mat and get, I might not have mentioned this at the beginning. If you give at least $10, you get a Steam game off of my giant list of almost 300 games to give away. So, you know,
not a small number.
It's definitely not a small number. I have a lot of games. Wait, let me look real quick. I'm currently sitting at 283 games to give away. Buh.
If you donate enough, you can clear out his games and paint his head blue.
That's right.
Well, no, you can only get one game, but if a lot of people give, they'll all get one game.
There you go.
But yeah, and you can totally make me dye my hair blue if we hit 2,500. But like I said, that's at 2,500. We're at 1,667. I don't see that.
Would you also dye the beard?
No. Because remember we talked about this. I'd be red and then white on the eyebrows and then blue, or other way around. Red, white, blue. So I'd be...
Gotcha, French. Yeah. Okay, cool. Checks out.
Apparently Clues is now following me on Twitch. It'll pop
sorry,
in a second.
I just noticed that I hadn't pressed that button, and I meant to, so...
Oh, well, there you go.
There it is.
Hoof, there it is.
Sorry, yes, with the hoofs. So, what else do we have to talk about? Obviously, Ultimate Masters previews are going on right now.
Yeah.
The Mana Pool had one this morning. It was, what is that called? Visions of Beyond. Got to show that off. We were wondering if that meant there's some sort of milling sub-theme in the set, because Visions of Beyond, you know, if someone has 20 or more cards in their library, it's a freaking Ancestral Recall in their library, in their graveyard. But I haven't been paying attention, because I've been trying to get stuff done today.
That's fair.
Do we know if there's a milling sub-theme?
To my knowledge, there's no themes at all. So much as here's a bunch of cool stuff.
Oh, there's a theme. Yeah, there's your theme.
Okay.
Yeah, that's it.
Like, I haven't seen any discussion of archetypes, and since they usually lead with that, I'm assuming this is supposed to be cards that people want more so than we expect people to draft it. But this could be entirely wrong by the time people listen to this.
That's true. So as everyone may or may not know, the preview season for Ultimate Masters is a grand total of 2 days. It's today, as of this recording, and tomorrow. What was that?
And Pinball today, Witch. When you're listening to this recording.
Pinball Witch threw 5 bits and said, hey, come donate to Chewy's Charity Drive. It's a great cause. Yeah, we're raising
it
money for Take This. And Take This. Oh, wait a minute.
Yeah, I was going to say, and what is Take This, Chewy, for those who are not aware?
Hang on. Here we go. I've got a link that will tell you this. So, Take This is a nonprofit organization that provides gamers and game developers with resources. The hell was that? Oh, that was another donation. I'll read that in a second. Thank you, I am the dork. Hang on. Okay, provides gamers and game developers with resources, guidelines, and training that help them support themselves and others in dealing with mental health challenges, thus reducing the stigma that mental illness still carries. And this is very important to me because on two fronts, because of the mental illness thing, mental health is very important, especially in the nerd community, but also they work with game developers. And as someone who's been a gamer since I was like 7 and have never stopped, anything to keep healthy, the people that do create all these games that I love to play, that's really good for me. Cause they picked a really rough industry to go into.
It's not a pleasant field for the people that populate it.
Yeah, here lately there've been all of the stories of, you know, 100-hour work weeks by Rockstar employees to get Red Dead Redemption 2 done in time and all that. And that's brutal and horrible and awful.
Yeah, they've been burning the horse at both ends. It's rough.
Particularly if you go through that one part of the map. Or did they patch that yet?
I hope not.
I got nothing. Let's see. So what did I and the Dork said another donation? So I have 5 chances at the Bowtie Goyf playmat signed by the Altarist. Because I and the Dork wants Clues to draw a bowtie on it.
Which, you know, if it's requested, I'll do that. But I just want you to be sure to realize that that is going to drive the value of the playmat down, not up.
It'll be unique, though.
It will.
But anyway, so that's who I'm raising the money for, and I've done this for 3 years running now. Wait, yeah, this is the 3rd year. And each year we've gotten a little bit more. So it's pretty awesome. But anyway, so let us move on. What else is there? Like, because it's the preview season is today and tomorrow, there's really nothing for us to talk about unless we go dig up all the cards that gazillions of people have previewed today, and that's not really what this show is for. So
the card image gallery link is there. It should be populated soon enough. Right now it's just got a few basic things, and if you want to review the box toppers, that's all in there. But
yeah, I think this will go this will update like tomorrow afternoon or tomorrow early morning.
Yeah.
With all of the stuff that was previewed today, and then the full set will be up on Wednesday.
That does sound accurate.
Yeah.
The most important bit, Squee's in the set.
It's true. So,
Yeah.
Squee is in the set, and Squee will appear in the rare slot to remind you of the truly immersive experience of expecting something and getting Squee. And no matter what you do, there's always a chance that Squee will be there to remind you that you spent $14 for this pack. But he's so lovable. He'll always be there for you.
Until he gets distracted.
What?
Huh? So,
when are we going to play, dude? We've been in this queue for like 2 hours.
do we want to have a broader philosophical conversation about the makeup of this set compared to other Masters sets, or did we get enough of that last week?
I don't think we
know enough to do that.
Yeah, I don't think we can make that call just yet.
Yeah, okay, that's fair.
Oh, there is a good point that Squee got new flavor tech. That is nice.
Yeah, that's true, yeah. I haven't
seen the new flavor text. I gotta go find this. Stand
up. Oh, okay. I don't think Squee will be doing a What's an EV, although a listener has sent me enough money to go buy one of the 3-pack blister packs either to open on an episode or to get Mom to open for a video. But since it's impossible to get Mom over here to record something, I don't think that'll be happening, unfortunately. But I will be opening it at some point on stream once it comes out.
I'm actually entertained that enough people have asked me that question. I guess because I've done it for all the other ones that we knew were probably bad value.
Yeah.
But it really hasn't been this thing that I've wanted. I mean, realistically, it's not that much more expensive than when I did this gimmick before. It's more just like I don't really play Magic at this point, and I certainly wouldn't play with any of these cards. So it's actually spending, you know, $45 for that experience. And that's a little bit out there. A
little bit. Did you find the new flavor text clues?
I did. It's good.
Oh.
I also noticed that Vexing Devil is here. I like Vexing Devil.
Yeah, Vexing Devil is here. Back to Basics is in the list, which is pretty nuts.
Hmm. I appreciate that the announcement of Squee being in the set came at the end of Mara's article today, where he once again told the story about how Squee's not supposed to be immortal, but here we are, which is funny.
All right, then. Okay, so moving on. We have a few more weird things to talk about.
Yeah.
So first up, this tweet from a few days ago from Wizards Magic. You remember the Jace coin?
Barely.
Yeah.
Actually, only barely, yeah.
Yeah.
You know who doesn't remember the Jace coin?
Wizards?
Jace.
Oh. See what you did there. But no, they're doing another one. It's a Liliana coin.
Yeah.
Which, I don't remember what the Jace coin looked like. You know what, we're gonna... Jace MTG coin. Images. Oh, yeah, that's what it looked like. Okay. It's a big rectangular thing with a picture of Jace on it.
Yeah.
Huh. I think it would have been neater if it was just not colored and just a Jace...
Like, more coin-like?
Yeah.
No one really thinks of this when they think of coins.
No.
I think that when you first mentioned this was happening, my response was, I'm going to wait for the commemorative plate set.
Yeah.
And I think that that's still the case, because while I'm also not likely to buy that, at least it would make sense to have all this pretty colorful art on a commemorative plate set.
Yeah.
Are those still a thing? Do we still see commemorative plate sets?
Like once a president.
God. But this will be Liliana, the Last Hope, is the art on it. And the orders are available from November 22nd while supplies last from the New Zealand Mint. The same people who did the Jace coin.
Yeah, while supplies last.
Yeah. Again, the word coin is used loosely here since it's a big rectangular plate, but, you know, whatever.
Big also used loosely.
Well, for a coin, it's big.
Yeah.
Yeah. At least as far as compared to coins here in the States.
Right. It's 1 ounce of silver.
Which is not a whole lot, so...
I don't even know if you could stop a vampire or werewolf with that much silver, but given it's Liliana, you might be able to slow down a zombie.
Or speed up a zombie. See,
or speed up, depending. Yeah. Plan your apocalypse accordingly.
But anyway, the link to this tweet is in the show notes. Let's see if there's anything on the New Zealand Mint website yet. Nope, still says coming soon. So there you go. If that's your thing, you want a Liliana coin to go with your Jace coin, or just to put in your collection of random nonsense, there you go. Go for it.
Jace coin. Okay, let's check this. I happen to make it onto eBay for commemorative plates. And let me tell you, the secondary market in commemorative plates, not great. So let's see how Jace is faring.
Jace is currently worth, I think, less than he was when he was
Was he new?
I don't remember.
Because I can get him now for $75.
Okay, that's probably close to what he cost originally.
Yeah, well, he is made of silver, and the silver is actually worth something. Although, what is the spot price of silver right now?
It's not much. But that's not why you buy the...
spot price.
That's not why you buy this.
No, but after the apocalypse, we're going to have to melt these things down. So,
that is true, yeah.
$14.50 is the spot price per, I assume, troy ounce today.
Okay, anyway, let's move away from this entire conversation. Yeah. So, that's the thing. If you want one... goes live November 22nd, which is Thanksgiving, actually. So that's inconvenient for those of us here in the States, but it can't always be about us, right?
Clearly.
Fair.
Yeah. All right. So here's the thing we forgot to mention last week. Willie Adel has announced that Pro Tour Guilds of Ravnica was his last Pro Tour as a pro player. He's going to turn Magic back into a hobby. And he's retiring from professional Magic. And because I didn't open this in a tab last week, I completely forgot to mention it because I just go through my tabs. So, my bad. But yeah, Willie's been an amazing player for a long time. Wasn't he one of the Pro Tour consultants? Pro player consultants?
That sounds familiar.
I think he was. So yeah, there you go.
Would be.
And finally... so good luck to Willie, whatever he does from here on out. I met him once at a GP somewhere, and he was just the nicest guy, which is how I base my opinion on pro players, is, were you a dick to me? You weren't. I like you.
It's amazing how many people can't beat that standard.
Yeah, right? That's why I still pull for, like, Louis Scott Vargas, and I still love Brian Kibler, and Adrian Sullivan winning the GP makes me very happy, because they were all just beautiful people. And that's why there's some, whenever I have to read their name, I'm like, ugh! So, you know.
Listen for inflection in future episodes.
Yeah.
That's right.
A hint.
I'm getting better at not just, ugh, at the person out loud some days, depending on my mood. I'm in a pretty good mood today, so I didn't. But anyway.
Hooray.
So did either of you read this statement here in this next tweet?
I did, but only just before the show.
Oh, well, that's roughly how many times I read it. It was once, a couple hours before the show. So, yeah. Fabrizio and Terry, who was suspended for 18 months for cheating, has released this full statement of... what happened to him and why he's been silent, not just not playing Magic, but because he couldn't, but silent for so long, and how that's affected him and what that means and how he's coming back into Magic. And I think this is good. Did you guys have an opinion on this?
I found part of it an interesting perspective.
Mm-hmm.
So to give the loose recap, this, like, you know, article that we're linked to here, it begins with explaining what mana weaving is. Do we need to go over that, or does it matter? Cheating?
Well, I do want to talk about mana weaving, but I thought I'd talk about that separately.
Okay, well, we'll cover what it is in a moment. But essentially, what he was doing was cheating his way through the early rounds because he wanted to play against people that he felt were on his skill level or higher. And he essentially didn't think that the early rounds mattered, so he felt okay cheating during. And the idea of showing up for a big event and then losing out to someone who's less good than you because of luck is what people usually blame it on when they lose to people less skilled than they are, is part of magic. That's why there's variance in the game. And so the idea of someone deciding that they're essentially entitled to play at the end of the event and are willing to cheat to get there rubs me in a really bad way, obviously, because we don't like cheating. But I appreciate someone being blunt and honest about it and explaining why they do what they do. So I found that interesting.
And really, don't underestimate the importance of trying to make it through those early rounds. I mean, sure, you can say, yeah, the field is completely full of scrubs, so surely, you know, don't worry about it. But the other thing is the metagame is all wonky in the early rounds because, you know, you came to that event with a deck expecting a certain metagame, but you expected to be playing against not the crazy people who showed up with random pile that they found lying around in their, you know, apartment. So your deck may just be straight up dead to some weird brew that somebody brought.
There's a reason people go through the trouble of getting pies, and it's because getting away from the first three rounds is very helpful.
Yeah.
Yes.
So on the subject of mana weaving, if I can go into that.
Okay, wait a minute. Before you go into that.
Okay.
So Anteri explains where his head was when this happened, and how his, you know, he felt entitled to win those matches, which is the thing we've talked about. Cheaters feel like they're entitled to their wins, so they don't understand that the cheating is wrong. And then he talks about what has happened since and how he's come to accept that he was, in fact, wrong. And he's worked on that over the last year and a half, and he's back. And this, I think right here is the part that I really liked. I was and still am terrified of putting myself in the spotlight once again and everything that may come my way. But I've hurt people with my actions, making them feel weak and vulnerable, and it's time I put myself in that position. And hopefully I will get the chance to prove that, in some cases, cheaters can change. And I like this. I think this feels heartfelt and sincere to me. Now, I know it's in text form, and I'm sure he went over it with a fine-tooth comb, but we've seen other I'm sorry I cheated things.
That read more like, I'm sorry I got caught cheating?
Exactly. And just recently.
Yeah.
And this does not feel like that to me. So,
it certainly feels genuine. I know there are going to be those out there who are essentially of the mentality that if you're caught cheating, you should be permabanned. And okay, that is a valid way to do things if that's how you feel. But at the same time, the committee felt that an 18-month suspension was what was warranted, and he did that, and now he's back.
Yeah.
I guess time will tell, ?
Exactly. I
mean, as usual, we fall back on the fact that we don't decide how long someone is banned for.
Right.
And once that amount of time has passed, we pretty much have to acknowledge that that's over and they're back and they're allowed to play. And like, obviously, if you're playing against someone who, you know, was caught cheating, then you probably pay slightly more attention than you normally would, or a lot more if you just don't normally pay attention. But you know, the whole point of finishing up a sentence in this is that it's done now. And so coming back to that game after that is going to be difficult. And the fact that he acknowledges all of this is telling.
Yeah, I do like that he owns up. This is a thing I actually did. Here's what I was thinking when I did it.
And he knows coming back is going to be difficult.
Yeah.
Yeah, and there are lots of responses from, you know, friends and teammates and whatnot, both positive and negative. So I'm sure lots of people, with all of the cheating nonsense that we have had to endure in the last several months, like Clue said, the cheat once, get permabanned thing is an opinion that people have. I personally don't agree with it, but I think after multiple cheats and suspensions, that should be on the table. But anyway, so mana weaving clues.
Yeah, so, hey, soapbox. Time for a little soapbox gonna stand on it. So, mana weaving. What is mana weaving? So, let's start with, it's a thing you shouldn't do, but let's get a little more specific. Mana weaving is the practice of either before the game or between games when you're shuffling up. What you do is you take your deck and you go like spell, spell, land, spell, spell, land, spell, spell, land. So you've weaved your deck so that the lands are evenly distributed in it. And the theory is that if you do that, that that will make things more even because you won't get clumps of like all spells or clumps of all lands. And you believe this because human beings are terrible at statistics, because variance is a thing. And if your deck is truly randomized, you will, in fact, get runs of just spells or just lands. Now, here is why it is cheating, because if you are mana weaving, one of two things is going to happen. Either you have mana weaved, so therefore you have stacked your deck, and you are going to not shuffle enough to randomize that deck, and therefore you are gaining an advantage. So you're actually taking an action to alter the composition of your deck to gain an advantage. So either that is true, or you're going to then shuffle enough that your deck will then be actually randomized, in which case you've wasted everyone's time. So it's one or the other. Those are the only two choices that can possibly happen if you mana weave. Either you've cheated or you've wasted time. Which is it? I need you to choose. Or choose the correct option. Don't mana weave. There's absolutely no point. You could just, wait for it, actually sufficiently shuffle your deck. Which is what I recommend. I recommend shuffling your deck. And whenever possible, shuffle your opponent's deck when it's presented to you.
Yeah, don't just cut it.
Yeah, don't just cut it. And in fact, man, I can't remember if the rules are actually set out this way now. I know at professional REL, you're expected to actually shuffle your opponent's deck, but I think at competitive, you're actually expected to shuffle your opponent's deck as well. And you should. You absolutely should. Whether you think your opponent is cheating or not, you should shuffle their deck. Just do it. Just get into the habit.
Yeah. Whether or not you think that they're cheating, you're actually making things easier for both of you, because if they happen to hit a ridiculous run, then you're protecting them from any, you know, accusations that you might have later when you're in a less great mindset, because you know for a fact that it's shuffled and that the game is played out properly. Like, if you make sure your deck is properly shuffled and their deck is properly shuffled, you can actually play Magic. It's just basic.
Right.
And to emphasize a little bit on one of the things that Clues was mentioning, I have seen, especially at like FNM level and pre-release level, a lot of people seem to think that, you know, well, if I do it this way or that way when they're shuffling their deck with air quotes, then they find that it plays better. And by definition, that's cheating. Right. And that needs to be clear. You might not think it's cheating, but if you are in any way, shape, or form making your deck better because of how you shuffle it, then you're cheating. No amount of superstition or whatever. Like, no, you shuffle your deck, they shuffle your deck, everyone shuffles their deck.
And I should note that, yeah, Magic players tend to be a kind of superstitious lot, that they think that they have to do things this way or they're going to lose. And again, that's human beings not being great at what human beings do. And for that matter, you tend to notice the thing you did when things go well, if that makes sense. So if that one time that you mana weaved, you then won your FNM because you felt better about what you were doing, you're like, oh, I've always got a mana weave. But again, either you're cheating or you're wasting time. Take your pick. It's also part of why there are other similar variations on this. Someone in the chat mentioned the double nickel, which is where I'm gonna put it in air quotes, pile shuffle, also known as a pile count, because pile shuffling is not really shuffling, where you do it in a certain pattern and then you do it again in a certain pattern. And if you do it in this pattern enough times, you return your deck to its original state. And so it's part of why you're no longer allowed to pile count, is I think what we actually call it in the rules documents. You can't do that more than once now. And really the only effect of what you're doing there is you're making sure that you actually have the number of cards you think you have. So I don't know. I always tend to pile count once in between games just to make sure I haven't left a card in a sideboard or one of my cards is, you know, still in exile someplace, something like that. But
Yeah.
Shuffle your cards. The more you know. Pork chop sandwich.
But stop all the download.
Stop all the download.
Oh, and one that's relevant to the pre-show. Oh, look at all your little different colored hats.
Nice.
So, gentlemen, do we have... We do not have Magic Online news.
No, they had a boring bug blog.
Oh, lame.
Hey, Clues, I almost got your hopes up because the problem is with miracles.
Oh, great. Stop the top.
But the problem is just that after you've got the spell in your hand, it still has the miracle text on it, even though it doesn't matter anymore. That is the only problem. It is not worth linking. But yeah, miracles are broken. Official. There you go.
Yes, they are. I've known that since day one.
Lamador. Yeah, I think that's it.
All right. Well, in the interests of full transparency here, I'm going to... What do I need? Display capture. Can I add this display capture here? Ah, there we go.
Hey, that is a fine looking playmat.
That is way too much display capture, though. There we go. So we're gonna. Nope. So there's the display capture. Okay. So now if I open. By the way, this is the last call for any donations. People that want to be winning at Tarmogoyf. Every $10 gets you one entry. You better do it now. I suppose
it's cheaper than buying a real Tarmogoyf.
I suppose I should add a link to the chat just in case. So there you go.
Hey, there it is. And I guess
and now you too can see what the delay is between live and recording.
That's right. It's true. I guess we'll stall for a minute or two just to see if any last minutes come in, and then we'll do this thing.
Yeah, sure. So, hey, I know I will do the Patreon thing. So, hey.
Hey, all right.
If you would like to sponsor Manapool Productions, which is a fancy way of saying Chewy, then all you have to do is go to patreon.com/themanapool, where... You can sign up to be a lifeguard. Get it? Manapool? Lifeguard? Yes. And there are multiple levels of lifeguards. The uncommon lifeguards get a silver name in the official Manapool Discord server, which is awesome. We're up to like 113 people now or something like that. Still an awesome community. I love all of you.
Nice.
But you get the silver name there, and you get early access to the Manapool episodes, and, except for the preview episodes where we have a street date, an embargo date, if you will, and YouTube videos. For instance, if you were a patron right now, you would have access to the next 5 days of YouTube videos because I'm going out of town, so I had to get them all done early.
Sounds right.
Oh. Odin's son just said, I didn't win the lottery, so Chewie's hair stays red. Well, thank goodness. I mean, I'm sorry.
No.
For those of you with early access to all that content Chewie's putting out, this is your opportunity to avoid your family for that much longer.
That is true. Yeah, yeah. Although I might not have a video actually going public on Thanksgiving because Thanksgiving. But, So that's the uncommon ones. The... Rare lifeguards get the golden name in the Discord server, ooh, and the early stuff, and the odds and ends, which is all the stuff recorded before and after both Monday Night Magic and the Manapool. It is uncensored and unfiltered. And I'm kind of behind on those at the moment, that as soon as I get back from, where am I going? Thanksgiving? Then I will endeavor to get as many of those done as possible. Because I think we're going to come back Saturday, I think. So that's the plan when I get back. But we do, did I say both podcasts? Because both podcasts. And then the Mythic Lifeguards get the Mythic Orange name in the Discord server. And the early stuff. And the odds and ends. And the sponsorship shout out on both podcasts and on the end screen for all of the YouTube videos. So, nice. That means I need to thank my Mythic Lifeguards, Kim Ho, Andrew Hunt, Al, Paul David, Lance Delicious, Team Uhellas Are You, Connor Kennedy, John Morris, Jeff Spencer, Stuart Slaw, PJ McMullen, Bosco Bertain, Casey, Fan Says, I spit slightly, that was gross. Danny Liao, Jason Doan, Cody Buckowing, Jake Jansons, Jason Kaus, Gothic Man, Brian DeLucci, Stark Maximum, Keith Moody, John Parker, Violet Moon, Dan Holm, Bartle, Mike Millerburn, and the Beast Father, Aaron Goodwine. Whew. Hmm. So, I haven't heard any more pops for the playmat, so...
It is time.
It is time. So, we're going to go to random.org. Let's go back here. So, here we go. We've got random.org there.
You spent a lot of time with random.org over the weekend.
I do. It's pretty great. Okay, so hang on. I gotta get all this arranged properly so everyone can see it properly. Okay. Boom.
You're making a record.
So here, as you can see, so here's the total that everyone threw in, and every $10 got you an entry, so I divided it by 10, took the integer of each one, and added it up. We have 146 total entries. And just this is what the count is to make it easier on me. So I'm going to...
Ah, nice.
Oh, yeah. You like that?
I do.
So I'm going to go over here and put this at 146 entries. You see?
Yep.
And yeah, here we go. Are we ready?
We are.
Okay. I'm really bad about actually missing the button. So here we go. 3, 2... 1, bam. The number is 136. And 136 is Silverfist 727. Damn it, the one person I don't know how to freaking get in touch with.
Oh, what are the odds?
Consult your local judge for help.
It was 3 in 146.
3 in 146.
Odds.
Thank you. Yeah. I was hoping you would pick that up.
Wonderful.
Okay. Well, cuz I still don't know what game he wants either, because he hopped on the stream late and donated to me instead of to the
so you don't actually have a record.
Well, yeah, he donated to me instead of to the thing, and I went, and he goes, "Oh, it's late, I'm sorry." And he was like playing Pathfinder with his buddies at the same time, and I went, "Never mind," and I just donated $30 to it myself and put it in his name. But okay, because he sent it to me through Streamlabs, I don't actually have an email address or anything for him, so I'm going to need to track him down on Twitch, which is the only place I know where to find him, but I'll do that. And if for some reason he opts out or whatever, doesn't want it, I will then do a new drawing and contact whoever wins. So sorry about that. But with only 3 entries, I was like, what are the odds? This is 3 in 146,
three
it turns
out. 3 in 146.
Yeah.
Checks out.
What's the percentage on that, Clues?
I don't know. I don't have a calculator handy. I don't do that kind of math in my head. I'm sorry.
What? Oh, hello. Calculator. 3 divided by 146. Oh, God. Times 100. It was 2%.
There you go.
2.054794520547945. 205-4-7-9-4-5.
I'm going to have to call shenanigans on sig figs here, Chewy.
I don't know how many sig figs. I thought that was chemistry nonsense.
No, it's all the sciences.
Okay. Well, in that case, it's 2.05. How many sig figs am I dealing with here? 3? So it's 2.05.
I'm mistaken with humanities where we don't believe in numbers.
You might want to go with least number of sig figs in your numbers, since we're multiplying. Not most number of sig figs.
Oh, okay. So 2.
2. There we go. All right.
Sig figs don't work in odds, right? It's still... No, that's not even right.
Nope. Sticking with it.
Clues, I hate you.
You're welcome. What's the cross product?
I don't even know what that means.
Oh.
Something, something, something mole.
I'm much saddened.
I refuse to put it in a matrix.
I'm going to need you to use the right-hand rule, sir.
I am left-handed.
I know. That's why I said it.
Now I'm
T-square.
Anyway, so congratulations, Silverfist727. If you listen to this and I haven't managed to get in contact with you, for God's sake, message me somewhere on Twitter or email, which would be chewy@mtgcast.com. No, chewy@themanipool.com. chewy@themanipool.com. There we go.
Oh, and let me just take a moment. I know Chewy's already done this, but let me just take a moment and thank absolutely everyone who donated to this event.
Yes,
it was for a really good cause.
Thanks to everyone who donated or helped spread the word or come hang out on the stream.
Oh, yeah. All that.
Or anything like that. Or just said, hey, good luck. Whatever. I appreciate it. The roguelike stream of roguelike games went amazingly well. I played a total of... Okay, wait. Let me see how many I have left in the list. I have 17 left in the list. So I played 13 games over 14 and a half hours.
Yeah.
And at least two of which were so awesome that they're going to be streams of their own, which were Hand of Fate and Darkest Dungeon. Those were
Darkest Dungeon?
Do what?
Darkest Dungeon?
No, Darkest Dungeon.
Oh, that sounds way less green.
It is way less green, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't even know if green is in the palette for this game, because it's dark AF, as the kids say.
Put it on a Game Boy and it'll be green.
Do the kids still say that?
The kids don't talk anymore. They text.
Yeah, they mostly just text. They're pretty much just staring at their phone.
Ah, okay. Got it.
So which anyway. We would notice if we weren't staring at our phone.
What?
Huh?
So how about we wrap this episode up, gentlemen?
Sounds great.
Okay. So I usually go first. So you can find me on Twitter at SqueeGoblinAbob. There's no I in Goblin because it's currently taking up the rare slot in the $14 pack you might be holding in the future. So gotcha. Bonus points if it's also foil. And past that, I have not seen Fantastic Beasts 2 Fantastic Harder yet, but I'll be seeing that tomorrow. So
isn't it Fantastic Boogaloo?
I don't want to oversell the Boogaloo till I see it.
Ah, that's true, yeah.
There's no telling. It could be Wrath of Khan. I have no idea.
I've heard not great things. It might be Into Darkness.
Ooh, that is like the bad Wrath of Khan.
Yep.
But yeah, so I haven't seen that. I'm also going to probably enjoy watching the Wreck-It Ralph movie that comes out this weekend. Although I find it really telling that after doing one of these, Disney's like, you know, we don't have to pay for video game likenesses if we just use Disney. So we'll see where that goes. But I enjoyed the first movie a lot, and I'm going to check out this one, too.
The first one was pretty damn good.
Yeah, I appreciated it. Beyond all of that, I have so much Netflix to catch up on, and I'm going to try to do that, too. Like, this is, the amount of time I've spent at work for the last few weeks has really eaten into a lot of my other stuff, so I'm looking forward to having a holiday weekend. And with Chewy gone, it means I will probably not be sitting around on Chewy's stream playing Overwatch. So everybody wins.
Well, I don't stream Overwatch anymore, so...
It's probably for the greater good.
You wouldn't even be sitting around with me not on stream playing Overwatch.
That could happen. Like, maybe I'll just go play Ash some more. She's fun. Yeah. And that's pretty much all I'm going to go with for right now. So I will hand it over to Locke Luzé, just like it is in the show notes.
Just like it is in the show notes. And in fact, that is good advice, because if you want to reach me, I can be reached on the Twitters at Locke Luzé, spelled just like it is in the show notes. Anybody who's traveling over Thanksgiving, travel safely. Try and stay sane. You're interacting with family. I know that can be rough for some folks. So yeah, good luck out there, I guess is what I'll say.
We're all counting on you.
Yeah. I just wanted to say good luck. We're all counting on you. Let's see now, what else? I'm not really traveling over Thanksgiving. We're going to have a real low-key Thanksgiving, so I'm hoping maybe I'll catch up on some of those movies that I've been wanting to see but haven't. But statistically speaking, over the 4 days, I will watch one movie. I hope it's a good one. Might catch up on some Netflix, too. I think there's an MST3K marathon that's going to happen on Thanksgiving Day. Like the new MST3K?
My understanding is that they're releasing a new season soon, and it's going to have Atlantic Rim on it.
Yes, and I think that's happening on Thanksgiving Day.
Okay.
And so I'm going to try and check that out if I can. So,
excellent.
Yeah, MST3K, it's a really funny show where the silhouettes and the movie.
Not that one, the Atlantic Rim.
Oh, yeah. I don't know,
the low budget version of Pacific Rim
looks pretty bad. Is what it looks.
Oh, good.
Which, speaking of which, have we decided Aquaman? Does it look really bad or does it not? I can't tell anymore.
I've only ever seen that first trailer, and
because they just released a trailer like today.
I have not watched it.
I haven't seen it.
My policy on DC movies is to go in expecting it to be bad.
Okay, you will rarely be disappointed, I guess.
I know, like it sets it pretty easily. Admittedly, my policy lately is like, do I want to go in? But I know enough people that are all in it for like underwater Jason Momoa seahorse adventure.
Sure.
That if I go with them, I'll have fun. Even if later I'm like, that movie was terrible. So it'll depend on the circumstances, probably.
There can be value in seeing.
Alternatively, I stay home and watch Stargate Atlantis and pretend he's the same guy in the same place.
Oh, man, I haven't watched Stargate Atlantis in forever.
Huh. Probably wise.
Yeah, probably, but the world will never know. All right, I think that's everything I have. Let's see, now the Twitter, travel safe, Thanksgiving, something, something, science, something, something. Yeah, okay, I think that's it.
Okay, then. So, you can find me all over the place. Oh, look, Clues is now following me. Thanks, email. You can find me on all the places on the internet as The Manipool. Twitter.com/TheManipool is the easiest way to get in touch with me. There's a link in the show notes to the Manipool Discord server that you should totally click on and join, because we are all pretty good people. Yeah, I don't let the bad ones in, and if they sneak in, then I throw them out. Although I haven't had to throw anyone out yet, because why would they bother with us? So yeah, we have lots of just random nonsense discussions going on. We've got channels for magic.
What are the nice size where people who are there because they're nice and real people? So get in while the getting's good.
Will that show up? Oh, that won't show up. Oh, that's too bad. Oh well. I got a text from Clues that says, Chewy, I'm following you. Okay. But anyway, we have channels for different games, Hearthstone and Magic and Eternal and Heroes of the Storm and Overwatch. Lots of card games and Blizzard games, it turns out. And we have channels for...
We have our niche.
Yeah, We have channels for various other topics, and even a place where I named it the Transparency Channel, where I explain what it is that I'm doing on what, like, for the work. You know, hey, this is how I'm feeling today, this is what I'm working on today, this is what I did today. So just everyone is aware of how much work goes into doing what I do, and knowing that, you know, what I'm up to. And so I'm not, hey, I'm patrons, I'm wasting your money by sitting around and eating Cheetos all day. I don't even own Cheetos, so.
Goldfish.
Oh, you should try the new, God, what are they? The white cheddar snowflake Cheetos. They just came out. Those are really good.
Oh. Odinson says, Chewy, we have traced that text. It is coming from inside your apartment. It was, because my phone is right here in my apartment. And then FPNY through 11 bits. Why, thank you for the bits. Bits. Anyway. Yeah, join the Discord server. We have a lot of fun. And then, I got another text from a mysterious source that says, 3 mythics. I hate my co-hosts.
I don't know who that could be.
Anyway, over on, or right here on twitch.tv/TheManipool, you'll find all kinds. This is where I do all my streaming. We stream Monday Night Magic, we stream The Manipool. And this is where I stream stuff that later becomes YouTube videos. So, I played the big, roguelike charity stream here. Some of that is gonna end up going on YouTube too, cause that was a lot of fun. I streamed The Messenger here. I finished The Walking Dead here. The Walking Dead chapter one, season one, whatever it was called by, Telltale. Finally finished it. I played some XCOM here with the Twitch chat army. I've yet to lose a soldier that was named after someone in Twitch chat. The only soldier I've lost was a story character, and no one cared about him. So yeah, we're all proud of us. But yeah, that's what I do here. Over on youtube.com/TheManipool, I've got videos for The Messenger, videos for Heroic Black Rock Mountain in Hearthstone. I'm going back and working on those. And then over the holiday break while I'm gone, that final chapter of The Walking Dead will be going up. And it's, man, Hit me right in the feels.
It'll do that.
Just right in the feels. It was all very sad. So, yeah, that's what's going on at the moment on the various video content places. And I already did the Patreon thing, so that's cool.
Sure you did.
And there's something else I was going to say. Oh, one more time. Thanks, everyone, for helping out on the for the stream, the charity fundraiser. We're currently sitting at $1,673.45, which gives us a higher goal for next year. Our goal was $1,553.03.
Escalation.
So yeah, we've escalated every year. The first year we ended up at, I think, 1,001. So I set the goal at 1,002, and then we ended up at 1,552. So I set the goal at 1,553, and now we're at 1,673. So every year it's going up, and that's important. And I don't have to dye my hair blue at 2,500. So, I mean, time is running out. I'm pretty sure this campaign
ends. No, I'm just saying there's always next year.
Oh, there is always next year, yeah.
Someday.
So, yeah, but thank you all so much. Hang on, if I go back to my spreadsheet, I only had, 32 and 3 is 35 donators. Is that right? So 1673 divided by 35, that means we had an average donation of $47.80. And screw your significant figures clues. So... So it's actually 1673 and 45 cents.
45.
So 45. No, 45 divided by 35. So it's actually 47.81 average, which is absolutely insane. Our most was an insane pair of 250s, and our least was some tens, but nobody...
All going to a good cause.
Yes, all going to a good cause. But, nobody gave the, here's a buck, you know, thanks, bye. So everyone pitched in as much as they could or wanted, and it's just amazing. And it always feels great to know, because I'm not, as a content creator, I don't have the biggest audience, you know? I don't reach, you know, thousands and thousands and thousands of people, but I still think I have the best audience. So thank you all so very much for showing up and spreading the word and giving the money to the good cause. That means a lot to me. And look, now I'm tearing up, so I'm going to stop. So this has been, can't actually see the screen, Monday Night Magic number 632. What the hell was that? That was a donation. What? Where did that come from?
Numbers.
Hang on. That was a donation. Who was that? I can't read it on the damn screen because it's
too
small. That was Brian D. Well, thank you.
Well, damn, Brian D, thank you.
Yeah, you just missed the drawing for the Tarmogoyf playmat, so I'm very sorry. But that's okay. Well, now we're at 1723.45.
45 cents.
Chaos.
So, okay. Wow. Holy crap. Thank you. Okay. So wait, now it's 1743.45 divided by 36. So now it's 48.43 average per person.
I'm just going up.
Oh, he was out eating dinner. Oh, word.
I respect that choice.
Does anyone? Birdman, if you look down in the, if you're on PC, down below there's a games to give picture. That's a link. Click on that. Pick you out a Steam game. No, I'm not going to surprise you. You have to pick one. I have too many, so just pick one. What's the other thing? Oh, and if you're on mobile, you can get there. You just can't. It's just not there while you're watching the stream. You have to go away from the stream and click on things. Because I found it on my phone after the fact. So everyone who's like, you can't see it, it's on mobile. Yes, you can. You just got to go digging for it. Because Twitch on mobile is not the best.
It's not its target location.
Yeah. But anyway... Whew. Also, thank you for another reason, Brian, that kicked me out of the tearing up, so now I'm good again, because it scared me. And I was like, what was that? So like that sweet Link to the Past got an item sound? Yeah. That's what I use for the thing there. But anyway, so this has been Monday Night Magic number 632. Everyone that's in the U.S., have a happy Thanksgiving if you do that sort of thing, because that's this Thursday. And yeah, thank you all so very much for watching, and go play some magic.